Hello, this is your favorite mother and daughter team, and today we're going to be telling you some stories. Maybe later. Maybe we'll have one of the special guests next time. How about I tell you a story today, and you can choose what it's about, and then afterwards...
A story about grass with a mouth and legs and eyes.
Okay.
So, and hands.
Oh, okay.
And arms. And a head. And a nose. And a mouth.
Whoa. It's like a human.
And a forehead. And a tail. And elbows.
Okay.
And legs.
All right.
And toesies.
Should we just get started with
this? And shirt. And underwear.
And underwear? What? There's grass wearing underwear?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So we'll start with a story about a human kind of grass. Yeah, and then after I tell you a story, how about you tell me a story?
We can take turns.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what you can expect from today's episode. Let's get started. Okay, once upon a time, there was a family who was really excited that the sun had come out and it was springtime, and they really wanted to plant a nice garden and have a beautiful backyard that they could play in all summer long. And the mom was busy making a garden. She had these big garden boxes that she was planting vegetables in. And so the dad said, you know what? There's just a big dirt patch back here. I'm going to grow a nice green lawn full of the most squishiest, softest grass in the whole neighborhood. And we can spend all summer rolling down the hills and playing football and having picnics on it, and it'll be great. So he went out and he went to the store to buy some grass seed. And the shelf was empty. So he went up to someone working at the front desk and he said, excuse me, do you have any grass seed? There's none on the shelves. Is there any maybe in your back room or something like that? And the man had a mischievous twinkle in his eyes. And he said, yes, I think that there might be one bag in the back, but I warn you, it's grass like no one else has. And the dad says, what do you mean? He said, let me just say it's something extra special. It has personality. And the dad was like, okay, what does that mean? And he just took the grass and he paid for it. He thought it was a little expensive, but c'est la vie. And so when he got the grass seed, he noticed that on the front there was a picture of a green man. He said, that's a funny logo on the front of this bag. Wonder why. And it was called the Grass Helper. And he thought, you know, maybe it was because it will help his grass grow. And so he started dumping the bag all over the lawn and raking the dirt and making the seeds go in. And then he asked his little daughter if she could help him water it. So they set up the sprinkler and they turned it on. And she ran around in the sprinkler. In the next couple of days, they saw some little green spikes start to come out of the earth, little pieces of grass. And they were so excited. And they waited a little bit longer and a little bit longer, and slowly the lawn started to take shape and it started to have green grass everywhere. And finally it got so long that dad says, well, actually I better cut it, right? You gotta mow your lawn, right up. What?
Yeah.
And so he got out his mower, he turned it on, and as soon as the blade started spinning, do you know what he heard? Well, he thought he heard it. It was pretty loud with the lawnmower on. What do you think he heard?
Ah!
Yeah, he did hear it.
Ah!
And do you know where the sound was coming from?
The grass.
Where?
The grass.
The grass. The grass was screaming, and he said, what? He looked around. Where am I hearing that sound from? And then he looked down. And he swore that he could see the grass shaking like it was scared. And he said, who is screaming? When he turned off the motor. And the grass said, "Please turn that ratchet thing off. Don't hurt us." And he said, "What?" And then that's when he saw something out of this world happen. Slowly rising from the grass came the form of grass arm reaching out, and another grass arm reaching out, pushing a grass body out from the ground and two long grass legs. And then he picked up a big leaf and put it on his grass head like a big hat. And he said, "Hello, my name is the Grasshelper. I'm here to help you with all of your outdoor chores. But you cannot, under any circumstances, mow this lawn." And the dad said, "Why?" He said, "Because then I'll be gone, of course. This is my family." And the dad said, okay. He was quite surprised. And he called his wife and he called his daughter to come look at this grass man that he had created. And they all were really pleased to have the extra help because they wanted to make the best backyard, garden, lawn that the whole neighborhood had ever seen. So, with the snap of his fingers, he filled up three garden beds full of juicy tomatoes and cucumbers and strawberries. And what else do you think he should make?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes? Yeah, so he snapped his fingers. Tomatoes appeared. What else should he make?
Pears.
Snap! He had a tree full of pears. What else should he make?
Garden.
Snap! He had a full garden of peas and carrots and lettuces. And snap! He made a cherry tree. And he filled their yard up until it was full of the juiciest fruit, most healthiest fruit and vegetables you can imagine. And then they said, "Oh, we need somewhere to sit when we're eating." And snap, he made a picnic table. And then they said, "You know what? I think that there's a big pile of leaves up there that we got to clean up. Can you clean that up?" And snap, the pile of leaves disappeared. And they played in their garden all spring and all summer, and they had so many friends over to help them pick the fruit because it was so abundant. And they played football back there, and they ran in the sprinkler, and they had water gun fights back there. And they like just looking around. And what do you like to do when you're outside?
Play with the frogs in the house.
What do you like to do when you're outside?
Play with my football.
Play with your football? Yep, they did lots of that too. But then you know what happened?
What?
Well, they were planning to have a big birthday party, and the lawn was getting really long. The grasses were almost as high as their knee at that point. And the dad said, "I know that I wasn't supposed to cut the lawn. I know that I promised I wouldn't. But before the party comes, I really want to, you know, I don't want people to see this long grass." So at night, you know what he did? He didn't tell his wife and he didn't tell his daughter. He went out back, and what do you think he did? Pardon?
Turn on his vacuum.
His vacuum? Do you mean his lawnmower? Yeah. He turned on his lawnmower. Broom. And he started mowing, and it was really loud. And when his daughter heard the noise, she shot out of bed and she said, what do you think she said? What do you think she said?
"No, go."
No. Yeah, she said, "Don't do that, Dad." And he saw her face and how important it was because she had grown to really like this grass man. He'd been so nice to them, right? And she didn't want him to go away. He'd been so helpful and he was fun to play football with and roll down the hill with. And he always brought her cute little flowers. So she didn't want him to leave. And so she ran outside and she in her nightgown and she said, "No, Dad, don't mow the lawn. The grass man will go away." And the dad, seeing her face and how important it was to her, he stopped the motor right away. But it was already too late. They called, "Grass man, grass man." and he wouldn't come back. And the party came, but by the time the people came to the party, all the fruit had died. With the grass man and all the vegetables went away and the flowers wilted. And that was the last time that daddy ever broke a promise. And the next summer, they worked really, really hard to build their own garden and get it back to how it was. And they went back to the store to see if they had any more bags of special grass seed. But the man behind the counter said, "No, we do not." The end.
Toy Story. Supposed to be not really naughty, and all the candy was no mom or dad or any of his cousins.
Okay. Do you want to tell me a story? We'll take turns.
Okay.
You go first, and then
once there was a little bear named Kaka.
Kaka.
And he was very naughty. All the pills since Mama got him. It was very sad. That was for the Mama's courage. The end.
Oh, that was a really good story. What did the Mama do when she found out all her pears for her porridge were gone?
She was so, so sad.
And then what'd she do?
She ghosted. Clap, clap. Time to clean up and buy you a pear that you can eat.
That sounds pretty good. So he got to eat more pears? Ooh, he's got a lot of pears. He must love pears.
Uh-huh. Now you tell me a story.
Okay, and what did you want to doubt about again? A ghosty that ate all the candy?
And that ate all the pears that Mama got him for her courage.
For his porridge?
Courage.
Is that like porridge?
Yeah, courage.
Okay. So the Mama ghostie went out and got him a bunch of pears? Okay. So one day, a Mama ghostie and its toddler ghostie said, "What should we do today?" And the toddler said, "Let's make a whole bunch of porridge." And the Mama said, "Ooh, my favorite is pear porridge. Let's go pick some pears from the orchard next door." So they went out and they spent all day picking buckets and buckets and buckets of pears. And they went back and she said, "Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is heat them up over the stove and make them really mushy and soft and add some sugar and make them sweet. But we'll do it after your nap, okay, ghostie?" And the little toddler ghostie said, "I don't want a nap." And she said, "You have to, or not you'll get grumpy. And we will spoil the afternoon, and it will help you make you strong and healthy, right?" So he stomped all the way to his bedroom. He was grumpy. He didn't want a nap. And the mom went into her room and started doing some laundry. And then the ghosty little toddler couldn't sleep. So he snuck down the hall, tiptoe, 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 to the kitchen, and he ate a pear that they were supposed to be saving for their porridge. And it was so good that he ate another pear, and then another pear. And he filled up his whole tummy with a whole box full of pears. Can you believe it? And then he heard the sound of his mom coming. And he ran back to his room. And hid under the covers. Ah! And he could hear her creak open the door to look in and see if he was asleep. And he was pretending to be asleep under the covers. And then she walked down the hall. And he heard her go, and gasp, "Where had all the pears gone? Has another ghost come and stolen these from us?" She couldn't believe her eyes. And the ghostie came out, and she could tell that he was feeling guilty. He said, "I might have eaten all the pears." She said, "What? If you're hungry, you should have just told me, silly. That's what we're going to use for the porridge." He said, I know. Pears are your favorite kind of porridge. He said, how about I go back and pick some more? Sorry about that. And he went all the way back to the orchard. And he picked pears faster than he ever could. And while he was picking pears, his mom got started on the other parts of the porridge over the stove. She started putting in some oats and other stuff, milk, making it nice and soft and warm. And then when he came back with the pears, they started working on those. They mushed them all up and mixed it together. And then she said, well, thanks for doing that. And he said, thanks you for doing that. And then they sat down at the table just as the sun was setting. And they enjoyed a warm cup of pear porridge. And then they had a cozy story time and went to bed. The end.
Tell me how I tell you a story now.
Okay, you go ahead.
Once there's a big body. War. With the crazy bear. War. He stopped doing his cave and got to sleep with a pillow. He went faster. The end.
That was really good.
Thanks for listening.